Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The proverbial week zero before essentially what amounts to week one next week. And then the real big games kick in week two. And I'm just so glad college football is here. And to join me right now and talk about that, he covers college football for the Sporting News. You can get him on Twitter at BillBender92. Bill Bender of the Sporting News joining me right now at CBS Sports Radio. Bill, what'd you think of week zero last night?
That was a fun game between Miami and Florida. Fun game, a lot of penalties. Everything that game should be, right? Exciting finish. And then the late one, you got to stay up for and see how Hawaii wins the ball game on a... Was it like, can we call it even a yard? It's checks and balances. I'm not a huge week zero fan, but if we're going to do it, games like that make it a little more exciting.
Yeah, well, as a gambler, I'm all about the late Hawaii game. So, that's good for me to be in midseason form to stay up and watch some Hawaii football late at night. The games popped pretty good ratings. I saw somewhere the Florida-Miami game popped like a 4.1. It's one of the best ratings they've had for a college football game in a couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. And, Fox got an amped up studio this year with Urban and Reggie and Matt Leinart and Brady Quinn, and I think that's going to help them gain a little bit of traction on their product, not to mention having some pretty good games. I liked it, and I'm all about like the presentation being good, and you're exactly right on that. That's a great point.
Yep. Bill Bender, the Sporting News, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, so the real – week one kind of kicks in next week. It almost looks like, Bill, everywhere I see as far as forecasting what the playoff is going to look like, the four teams in the playoff, it's some permutation of Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Ohio State. Like, those seem to be the five teams that get the most run in there. Is there a team out there that you think maybe off the grid or out, maybe just call it outside the top 10 that could crack that group this year?
Yeah, it's really hard to find one. That top 10, you hit it again. Now, I'm just going to say you get everything right, and then you can have me on all the time. the top five is exactly what I'm seeing in all of them. 6 through 10 is those teams really trying to knock in. Texas, LSU, Michigan, Florida with a win last night, though they didn't get the style points that you get when you're a top 10 team. But I've been telling a few teams outside the top 10 that are long shots, Utah being one. Everybody's talked about them enough. We know that the Utes have a decent chance in the Pac-12. And then Iowa State, team that if they can beat Iowa and get to November when they play Oklahoma and Texas, they could have a fun final month of the season.
Yeah, I think probably the average fan who hasn't looked at the college football preseason rankings yet goes, oh, Iowa State, yeah, I know they've had a couple good wins the last few years. And they're 24 heading into the season this year. So this is a year where the rubber meets the road for Coach Campbell and the crew, I guess, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And they've made some strides in that conference and have a chance. But, I mean, to your point, this is the landscape we deal with where there are only a handful of teams that are truly capable of winning the national championship. I mean, a lot of people think there's only four with Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State. And then the questions about the Big 12 teams start to surface. But, yeah, I mean, our bull projections, like everybody else, say Clemson and Alabama in the title game. It's a real shocker.
How intrigued are you by Jalen Hurts playing in Lincoln Riley's offense, given just how different he is than the previous two guys who both won Heismans and became the number one overall picks in the draft?
Yeah, the play calling will be interesting, just how they employ him. And then, I've told people all offseason, his completion percentage really went up in a spot role last year. And if he can be an efficient passer, hit the guys on time, another stat I was looking at, Baker and Kyler Murray were up around 10 yards per play between pass and run, which is ridiculous. And Jalen's been up around 8 for his career because he can use his legs. And I think Lincoln Riley, he's going to find some creative ways to get Jalen Hurts out on the perimeter.
Bill Bender, Sporting News, college football writer, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Notre Dame for the 2019 season? Playoff season for them last year, but obviously it ended terribly in that playoff game against Clemson. What do you think about Brian Kelly and the crew heading into 2019?
Well, Ian Book is a great start, and building an offense around him, a strong offensive line, good targets. D defense has got some good pass rushers like Khalid Kareem, good secondary. And the thing with Notre Dame, obviously, is that tough road schedule, going to Georgia early, going to Michigan in a weird spot in the calendar in October, and then going to Stanford. And I think those three games are going to be huge. And I think outside of that, it's just not tripping up, because I think Notre Dame, even at 11-1, would have a hard time getting to the playoffs. That Georgia-Notre Dame game's huge.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a monster. And it's a rematch of a game that they played a couple of years ago. It was a really good game early in the season up in South Bend, the year that Georgia made their playoff run a couple of years ago. Bill Bender, Sporting News, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned Utah a little bit earlier as sort of a dark horse, and you mentioned the Pac-12, and I think that would be the reason why, you know, you look at the Pac-12 and you go, okay, well, that's a winnable conference for a few different teams. I'm looking, doesn't look like, I think the highest ranked Pac-12 team right now is Washington, and then you got Oregon and Utah kind of in a little bit of a jumble there in the middle part of the top 25. It's been a while since the Pac-12 has been a relevant conference on the big picture playoff landscape. What's the state of the union in your mind with the Pac-12? Are they in a crisis situation? Do they need USC to be back in the mix? What's your status on the Pac-12 right now?
Yeah, I mean, USC wouldn't hurt, and I think Oregon winning against Auburn at Jerry World would be a huge step. And, you know, with Washington the State, and Stanford, they've all been close. I mean, Washington did break through, but that wasn't a team any of us thought could beat Alabama. So, to your point, yeah, USC, they if they get up and running, and we all know the name getting associated with it, they would be one of those teams that would create that. I still think Oregon has a chance to do that because Mario learned from Nick, has recruited well, and I think he'll continue to do that.
Bill Bender, Sporting News, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Who is this year's UCF? Is it UCF?
Probably. Well, I'm excited to see Brandon Wimbush in that offense. That conference has got a couple good chances there. Memphis, Cincinnati, Luke Fickell's done a great job there. You know, outside of that, Fresno State, USC should be fun in week one. And, you know, I always, when we do G5 conversations, I got to plug in my alma mater, Ohio University, picked to win the MAC under Frank Solich.
Bobcats. Yeah. Last one before I let you go, Bill. It's been a while since there's been any sort of realignment rumbling in college football, but it'll happen again at some point when these, you know, the media rights all start to come up. And with things streaming over the internet so much now, it feels like it's going to be so different than when it was all cable television driven. But do you think there's going to be another round coming up here in the next few years where the earth starts to shake underneath college football again? And if so, what does it look like?
Well, that'd be cool. You know, it kind of depends on the health of the Pac-12 and the Big 12. And if they stay in line, we'll probably still have five conferences. I mean, everybody's always talked about that super conference model, and I don't think we'll get there anytime soon. But, yeah, just keep watching for changes around 2026. You know, there's a popular belief is that when we'll go to eight. I still think it could be sooner. But if we go to eight, you know, I still think everybody's got to play nine conference games.
Are you an 18 playoff guy? Are you an advocate for that?
I like what we have, but I mean, I can go for eight if we have a good setup. And I've always said with the eight teamer, give me the first round on campus and I'm sold, because it'd be cool to see, you know, imagine seeing like Alabama, Ohio State, or, you know, somebody who, like Georgia, go out to Boise for a playoff game. It'd be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Don't tempt me with a good time. That would be good. I would like that a lot. Bill Bender, Sporting News, covers college football, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Bill, really appreciate the time. Enjoy the games next weekend. College football is here. Couldn't be better.
Hey, sounds good. Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.